Amy Sudeck is one of the food animators for the Peace Region, working for Alberta Food Matters, a company that's based in the province. And she joins us on the line this morning. Amy, thank you very much for joining us today. First of all, Alberta Food Matters, I guess it's one of the newest companies in the province. What is it?
Yes, very great question. Alberta Food Matters is actually a nonprofit company that essentially aims to undertake initiatives all over Alberta that focuses on two key elements, food security and food sovereignty, using an asset-based community development approach. Alberta Food Matters, seeks to connect the local food producers in the area to the local food consumers. And we also focus on bringing food security and food sovereignty all over the province in order for people to understand really the value of real food.
And if I'm not mistaken, the setup is incorporated a little bit with schools, is it not?
So that is one of our initiatives, is bringing food security and food sovereignty into the school system, yes.
How good is it to be incorporated and help out the schools, especially the ones that do have the food programs in place?
Yeah. Oh, wow. It is. It's amazing. Being incorporated into the schools is probably the most effective way to change the health of our future generations, is what we really believe. So what better funnel than the school system, really, to have an impact on so many developing minds? This facilitates immediate feedback from educating the younger generation on making those healthier choices to fuel their minds and bodies, and it's so obvious within a school setting. We love it because you see changes immediately from their behavior to academic performance, emotional stability, social awareness. It's truly incredible to be a part of the schools that are really trying hard to make a change from a nutrition perspective.
Amy, have you had feedback from the schools? And if so, how has it been?
The feedback is slow, as this is actually a brand new program. Hmm. So we have just a couple schools that we are currently working with right now who have received grants from the, different grants actually from all over, to begin the process of bringing these agriculture and food programs into their schools. So the feedback is growing, but the little bit of work that we have done is very, very positive.
Is expansion of the program basically the sky's the limit on that, eh?
Yeah, our goal would be, well, ideally would be to have every single school in the province connected or set up with some sort of program, for sure. But what we do, if I can just talk a little bit about how we work with schools.
Blaze.
So meeting schools, because every school is at a different spot on the spectrum of what capacity they have to bring in a nutrition program. Mm-hmm. So meeting the schools where they're at is really the foundation of our company. When we see a school that already has a nutrition program in place, it's super encouraging. And there's a lot of really neat programs out there, like just from snack baskets, schools that have, if a kid is not able to bring a snack to school or forgets the snack, they can go to the snack basket and grab hopefully a healthier snack. There's schools out there that have an apple a day program where each classroom actually has a box of apples so they can help themselves to apples. But we're just so thankful that the reality of food, the impact of food, is being taken seriously. So we are a liaison for the school community to connect, to really bring food literacy literally to the table in each school. Some schools have absolutely nothing going on. Others are trying, but we really push for the potential for making massive changes in the lives of those students.
I was going to ask here, Amy, what do you think would it take to get some of the people who are not on board on board?
I think it comes down to education, to educate those that are that have such an influence, that are in a role of responsibility of influencing the students, they need to be educated too on the importance of nutrition in the lives of the students.
What are some of the projects that you're working on, I guess, in the 2022-2023 fiscal year?
Yeah, so the main project is this food animator project, school food animator, and basically it's animating what the school wants to bring to life in the form of agriculture and nutrition. So we aim to have schools all over Alberta tapping into grant programs in order to bring agriculture and nutrition programs into the school. But currently, Alberta Food Matters, so it has designated one school food animator, which is Christine and myself, with One Nutrition. And we're in charge of creating, it's a farm to school initiative. Farm to school is actually our mentorship program from DC, and they're mentoring us in getting this up and off the ground in schools in Alberta.
Any chance of getting maybe outside of Peace River into the, for example, Fairview, Manning, maybe beyond area?
Yes, actually, it's already happening. We're currently working with a school in Manning who is well on their way to getting a program up and running for this year. They've done all the hard work. They've made all the connections with local producers. It's extremely exciting.
I guess the sky's the limit, I guess, and the networking. How much are you looking forward to the fact that the networking is to continue, and the food program is the Food Matters program and the Food Animators program is up and running?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's so exciting, the connections that are going to be made, to be able to connect the community to the schools and local producers to the consumers. Connection is just such a huge part of food. Community is such a huge part of food and food relationships and the enjoyment of food. So, yeah, Christine and I are really looking forward to this year and connecting everyone to healthier food relationships in the schools.
Amy Sudeck is one of the food animators for the Peace Region in Alberta Food Matters. Amy, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Keith.